Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks.
Welcome to Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks. Might have to change the name of the show after the last 2 weeks, friends. I am on fire. You could be too at mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros will double your first deposit all the way up to $1,000. They are not happy with me. I don't care. I'm sorry that I'm going to bankrupt that company after this weekend. It's what I do. It's what I do, all right? Promo code Drinking Bros doubles your deposit on mybookie.com. Delco. Oh, boy. Boy. Man. My little hombre. My little boy. Shit. Are you happy or sad you didn't go to the game then, Sunday?
You know, we've done a lot of self-reflection, especially on that 15-hour drive back.
Correct. I didn't bother you. I didn't text you. I didn't say anything. How do you feel after the Eagles' loss?
I was in a dark place.
Yeah.
I was in a very dark place.
Yeah. I bet you were.
But I think I've accepted it now.
Okay.
And you know what?
What's
this
that?
Is actually where my people, Philadelphia,
yeah,
Delco,
yeah,
this is where we're most comfortable.
Sure is.
It is.
Sure is. Mm-hmm. Just being losers.
Mm-hmm.
You've now lost three championships in in 90 days, which is a record for one city.
And, I mean, that Philadelphia Union Championship,
yeah,
that might be the most devastating.
A lot of Philly fans are talking about the MLS loss, and I understand that. Mm-hmm. Soccer has become massive ever since the United States got out of the group stage. During the World Cup, and people are really caring in Philly.
I know. It's right by the Chester Casino.
Real quick, though, in all sincerity, what were your thoughts on the game? You were not obviously here. You were driving back from Phoenix. What'd you think of the game?
Well, we watched the game at the Airbnb.
Oh, okay.
Then you didn't see me because I went immediately to bed. I did
blackout drunk, or what level were you at?
No, I was sober.
Okay.
I was sober. I was...
Bold move.
Yeah, I knew I had that drive ahead of me.
Yeah.
And, I mean, there was a point at halftime where I looked at a live line and I saw Chiefs 3-1. 3-1.
Yeah.
Down 10. And I was...
We hammered it. I mean, we just absolutely hammered that line.
I contemplated it. I was like, no, we're winning the Super Bowl.
I looked at it and all... I didn't have a dog in that fight other than who I bet on, obviously, but... yes, I hammered the live line. I obviously picked the Chiefs. I picked the over. I teased it. I did all the things in that game.
Because pregame, your boy went heavy on the Eagles.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Shit. He
went heavy.
What'd you put on there?
It's not important.
Okay.
My parents listen to the show. They don't need to know.
Nah.
They don't need to know.
You're fine. I couldn't go against Mahomes at the end of the day. I thought it was... Shit, actually, because you were there for the entire week's worth of shows, it was pretty much exactly to script, except for, hey, who was going to get
true.
The ball last?
The script went exactly to script.
Right, and that's kind of what it was. There was only one play, I thought. Look, the Eagles' defense didn't show up at all, which hurts, but Jalen Hurts, I thought, was actually the MVP of that game over Mahomes.
And the fumble? It was a face mask.
I didn't see a face mask because I was there, so we didn't have that much replay in there. The other thing, too, I was talking to Bob about was the replay that we had in the stadium was way different than you guys had on television as well, because the holding call was pretty obvious inside the stadium from a different angle where it was just like, oh, yes. The one that I could not figure out was the fumble that you were talking about, where it looked like he just dropped it and then he kicked it off his leg.
And, of course, before the Super Bowl, though, had to deal with you going back-to-back.
On golf. Yeah, sure did.
Watch Scotty just kind of breeze to a victory.
Didn't have to do anything.
At least we had a good time Saturday at the Waste Management.
Blast.
Was a blast.
One of the greatest tournaments ever.
Lived up to the hype.
Yes, yeah. Definitely have to go back there. If that's a yearly thing, it's a great life. I really enjoyed that. Your call for 17 was definitely the move.
And
if
hole.
We're going back, we're going back. Eh, it's just the amenities and everything, let's face it. We had some rich-ass shit in there.
16's
nice.
Getting a little too, grimy.
It's fine to pop into, see the people and all that stuff. It's fine. But 17 is...
16's new money 17's old money. Yeah.
It's true. But other than that, the Eagles played a pretty goddamn good game. Were you overall pretty fine with it?
Yeah. I mean, especially once we gave them the ball back with 5 minutes, I'm like, all right, they're going to score again.
Yeah.
But we're going to have time.
Yes.
But obviously the holding was meant to be. We never got the ball back. And it is infuriating seeing a team just run the clock out and kick like a 20-yard field goal to win the game.
I know. And I thought that was the smart play. No. Yeah. And I was with all Eagles fans in my section. And I said, look, if I'm Kansas City, I slide and try to run this out. And that's exactly what happened.
They did. And I was like, why do it? Back into golf, though.
Mm-hmm.
The entire time, though, even before like the announcers picked up on it, I'm like, this field's dog shit. This field's awful. And you know who developed that field was the USGA. So we have we have golf to thank for that terrible field.
They were calling that guy the sod father before the game started. And I didn't
really
revoke
get that
it.
Title. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't get it. I was telling Bob, you know, because we were there, the stadium was open, which I was surprised at. So the dome was open. I just figured because it was like down to 40 that night, maybe there was some moisture on the field or whatever. I didn't see the things that you guys saw at home. About people slipping around and everything. Mm-hmm. I just thought it was from leaving the roof open, but it was a beautiful day later on in the afternoon. So I was like, maybe that's why.
Well, the roof's not the problem.
I'm sorry. What was it? The grass?
It's just the grass. The grass was dog shit.
Right. But what I thought was there was a freeze or something on the field, nope. But apparently.
And they also
didn't
roll
happen.
The field in, right? So like they grow it outside of the stadium.
Okay.
And they roll the field in. That's like the amenity of that whatever stadium. I forget. What's the name of it?
Gotcha. I don't Cardinal Stadium. Yeah, who knows? But that, I didn't see that either. So when we got in there, the field was set, and I didn't see any of that stuff. So I was unaware that it was happening, and everybody else in the stadium was, but I read about it online later. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
And the Chiefs had a little bit of an advantage. They played there week one. They had similar problems with the field, and they kind of just like knew how to adjust to it. So
yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well. It is what it is. Both teams had to play on the field. It sucked. Yeah. No. We played well. Jalen Hurts is going to earn every single cent that he gets.
Did you hear the dollar amount this morning?
It's like 49.
Yeah. 50 is what they were saying this morning. Yep. 50 is what they said this morning. Well, that's going to get the job done.
Not going to do better than him. So.
Yeah. I mean, you got to, because it keeps going up and up and up. So, yeah, 50 is it. I mean, I think Dak got 48.5. So, yeah.
So, you know how we're going to raise money for that? We're going to win Jeffrey Lurie some money with some golf bets.
Perfect. Right, let's do it. And all of these odds are on mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles your first deposit up to $1,000. I don't need it this week, mybookie. It took you for $9,000 last week, so fuck off. If you want to go to the Genesis Open, it's out there, out in California. Congratulations, kids. You can go to drinkingbrostickets.com and get tickets to this. We saw a bunch of people at Waste Management. Had some drinks, had some laughs with some Drinking Bro listeners out there.
It is perhaps the greatest stretch of golf from Torrey all the way to the Genesis here in Riviera. It's my favorite stretch of golf, at least of the year. Other than majors.
It's really fucking fun, and I think the way they've elevated these purses, because I think this weekend's tournament is $40 million total, which is a big boy number. So you're getting,
I think it's 20,
big boy people in there. I said 40 on ESPN earlier, so yeah.
They're just throwing more money.
Well, Tiger Woods is playing. I mean, everybody's playing.
So it's Tiger's tournament, right?
Yeah.
And this is obviously where the leg incident happened. He went off the cliff.
I wouldn't go if I were him.
Well, he's got to run the tournament, so might as well play your own tournament.
I'd probably sit this one out. If I'm him.
He needs at least a couple reps before Augusta.
He does. But do you pick him in anything this week?
No.
Me neither.
I was trying to look for him to miss the cut. Was not offered on my bookie.
No. Look, golf odds are becoming a big, big thing now. And a lot of these sites are getting rid of
the top 10 and the top 20.
Some of these alt lines, yeah.
So we got creative this week.
Okay.
We did. Now, my card to start, we're going Sam Burns at 31-1, $100 there to win $3,100 to win, and then Matthew Fitzpatrick at 42-1. That's a major winner right there. Plays very tough course as well. 42-1, $100 there, so $100 to win $4,200. And then this is kind of where it got cheeky.
Yeah,
I went top Canadian.
There you go.
I believe there's four in the field. Mackenzie Hughes. +580.
I like that. Yeah. I like that. There you go.
Then we're going top Irishman.
Perfect.
Shane Lowry. I believe there's only three or four Irishmen, including Rory. But
yeah, does that include Rory?
It does.
Yeah. Okay.
Shane Lowry plus $330, $100 there. And then we're going with kind of a flyer here at first round leader, 90 to 1.
Hayden Buckley.
Hayden Buckley.
I like it.
$100 to win $9,000.
Okay.
Well, if he's a solo first round leader.
All
but
right.
If he ties somebody for the first round lead, it's split amongst how many people he ties.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I've had a huge 2 weeks here. I'm going for a three-peat now mm-hmm. in a row, which would be some sort of record on podcasts, I would believe, in golf.
Ross,
probably.
Yeah.
I know, and I feel it. I feel it this week. I really do. Two guys here. We got to give Scotty Scheffler his due at this point. Mm-hmm. Scotty's my safety net. Since we don't have top 10s and top 20s, mm-hmm. he's just in it all the way now for me, and I just put a hundo on him every single week with Scotty Scheffler.
I mean, I'm going to give you credit for the Rose pick at Pebble because
yeah.
like he hasn't won in 4 years, and he was 35 to 1. Great value. Obviously, Danny value over here.
Sure.
Scheffler going back-to-back, you know, wasn't necessarily completely expected, but not unheard of. A lot of people did pick Scheffler, so you know I don't want to rain on your parade. You went back.
Well,
to
he
back.
Won last year,
yeah.
So that's not out of the ordinary. But the guys that I'm going with this week are guys that I've been on for a while now. One of them was in my picks last week, and I got to see him play in person. He actually finished fourth in Phoenix, which was Justin Thomas. Man, he was on fire on Sunday. And he looked pretty goddamn good. So I'm throwing him back in the mix this week. I was close with him last week. Obviously, I had Scheffler finish first. Justin Thomas finished fourth. And I'm going back to the well of a winner that I liked last year that a lot of people were on last weekend, but I didn't take. I felt that I needed a few tournaments. I'm going Max Homa again. Homa
won this 2 years ago.
Yep, yeah. Won it 2 years
his
ago, and
he won
for me last year. Wins a lot in California, mm-hmm. So he's always in the mix there. And I'm going back to the well on another guy that I picked a lot last year, Victor Hovland. Mm-hmm. I've got Victor Hovland at 27 to 1. Let's see, Max Homa is at 20 to 1, and then Justin Thomas is currently at 15 to 1. And that's where I'm living there.
You know, it's a big boy golf course. You need a big boy golfer.
It sure is. Yeah. It sure is. And long shot wise, if we're looking for a long shot for me, it's Adam Scott at 52 mm-hmm. to 1 there.
That's a great pick. And if, you know, you can find a top 5, a top 10, top 20, throw Adam Scott in there.
We can't. And that's the thing.
If they eventually offer it, you know.
I hope so, but I feel like more and more, especially after last week, a lot of people were asking for golf picks, and I feel like this is becoming more of a thing. Some of the conversations we've had about the media company in general, they're like, hey, do you guys bet on golf? Cool, because we need you to.
Yeah.
More and more people are betting on golf. However, because a lot of people are betting on golf, they're starting to knock down some of these odds that used to be great.
I blazed this trail so that people could take away my odds.
Sure,
you know?
Did.
Yeah.
They've nuked you out of this. And I feel like the NFL is the same way. It was very hard this year to bet on the NFL.
They're fucking with my formula.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, man, I need to figure something out. We're trying to adjust. We're reshaping the models. I think we're going to do okay this week.
I think so. I feel pretty fucking good this week, and I'm excited about it. I'm excited to watch Tiger again, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I hope he's not limping around and he's not out of there at, like, you know, plus 14 on day two.
Says it's the ankle that's the issue, but his leg's better than it has been.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Because I saw there was a presser on in the background today, but I didn't get to hear any of it. Is that what he said?
Mm-hmm.
Shit. All right. I just, what do you think? He'll ever return to normal or no? That's it.
Man.
It sucks, doesn't it?
It's going to take a while.
Sucks.
And he's only going to get older, so it's not like you can recover very easily. But who knows? Maybe when he's like 50... legs kind of fully there after some rehab, get some stem cells shot mm-hmm. into that thing, goes to Colombia, maybe Panama.
Are you allowed to in golf?
You know, they don't really report a lot of stuff. So
okay.
Or they test for certain things here and there, but not really. You never hear somebody getting popped with steroids. And if they do, it's usually they make something up, like injury or, mm-hmm. yeah. They don't like to kind of put that narrative out golfers or athletes are cheating.
A homie of ours, Rooftop Escamilla, shout out to you, buddy. Just went through stem cells for all the skateboarding accidents over the years. Mm-hmm. he detailed the entire process on his Instagram. It was fucking brutal, but he says he's feeling better than ever. And he goes, this is a fucking life changer.
And Tiger still got more money than God.
So. Yes. So he should be getting injected of all the things. Because there was a rumor that Kobe was going over to Germany every 2 years and getting shit shot into his knee just to recover from the grind that he was on. Is that the same thing?
It seems that way. But again, it almost was detached from his body. He almost had to get it amputated. So it's a little bit more story of a recovery process.
Yeah.
I mean, I still have sharp pains from when I like broke both bones in my leg that went through my leg.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Every now and then I'll get like a sharp pain, but.
You got any pills for it or no?
Nah, I'm not pill boy.
Come on, man. You're better than that.
I have Crohn's. I don't want to get clogged up, you know?
Oh, shit. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, you'd be constipated. Mm-hmm. That'd be a rough sitch there. What's the restaurant sitch there out in Genesis? Does Tiger have anywhere that he could bang a waitress?
I mean, it's just L.A., right?
Yeah, sort of. You're up by the Palisades up there. I don't know the Palisades all that well.
So you would know it better than me. I've never actually been to L.A.
Okay. Yeah. So the Palisades are beautiful. It's out there. And that's super rich. So like, yeah.
I was supposed to go to LA for the first time the week COVID broke.
Oh, really?
So I had to cancel my trip.
Look, let's find him a Perkins waitress is all I'm saying. If there's a Perkins out there, let's get Tiger in the mix on Sunday. That'd be fun. I don't think it's going to happen. So I have $0 on it, but it's still fun. I'm looking at it now. He's at 54-1. If you're just throwing
Tiger's
money on
54-1
it,
right yes, now, I saw like 100-something to 1.
Yeah. As you get closer to the tourney, I think everybody still feels like, hey, dude, I'll just throw...
What if?
Yeah, I'll just throw a hundo on it.
So I believe this is the one spot on tour he has never won at.
His own tournament?
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Good for him. Let's put your card back up one more time. Tell the people what you got here.
So Sam Burns, horse for course, stud, 31-1. Matthew Fitzpatrick, 42-1. Two winner plays right there. Top Canadian, Mackenzie Hughes, plus 580. Top Irishman, Shane Lowry, plus 330. And first round leader, Hayden Buckley, at 90-1. If that hits, and Hayden Buckley is a solo first round leader, and it pays out $9,000.
That would be...
We count that as a win? That should count as a win.
I'll give you that for sure.
Okay.
90-1, first round leader. Let's go. I'll throw some money on that. My picks are Justin Thomas, Max Homa, Victor Hovland, and Adam Scott is my dark horse. And then, you know every week Daddy's putting a hundo on Scotty Scheffler. Just because, God damn it, he's on fire. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
He really is the best golfer in the world.
No, John Rahm is.
You're right.
Rahm is still
He's
the
had
best.
A great season. Shit, he's actually the favorite here. Any shot that he wins this, I mean, that would be wild.
I mean, he's going to be in the mix. He'll be there on Sunday. Whether or not he closes is another thing entirely, but
yeah.
It's really hard to close golf tournaments, and John Rahm's just putting himself into the picture as much as possible. So
he was there at Phoenix as well, man. He was a larger man than I thought he was in real life.
He's taller than you think.
Fucking A, dude.
Like, yeah, he's kind of lumpy and he's
very John Fetterman,
a little out of shape, but he's tall.
He's a big boy. He's a big boy. He had a dump truck ass on him, too.
And a club foot.
Yeah, that old club foot. He was dragging that goddamn thing around, wasn't he?
He was.
Still finished top five, I think.
Mm-hmm.
By the end of it,
he was right up there. Solo third, right?
Solo third, yeah. Great week. Shit, great last 2 weeks here in golf. Hopefully, we can give you a third win in a row here this week on the old show, but we'll find out. You can bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. Promo code DRINKINBROS will double your first deposits all the way up to $1,000. These are fun. These are fun lottery tickets. Justin Rose paid off $3,500. Even Scotty Scheffler paid off at $1,250 last week. These are fun little lottery tickets. Plus, you got the NBA All-Star Game this weekend to bet on as well, and the skills competition. I think Giannis has entered in a couple of them, so I'm looking forward to that. You can bet on all the things on mybookie.com. Promo code DRINKINBROS doubles your first deposit. For Delco Dan, I'm Ross Patterson. This is Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks. We'll see you on the links.